It's been a grueling series of days, 11 failed votes and so many interesting scenes that we have witnessed on C-SPAN and others in a political spectacle unseen in a century. Fox's Jared Halpern continues our live team coverage in Washington on the House Speaker fight. And if you've been watching along, one, I guess, if you will, nerd note from Congress is that because we do not have the new position of power where Republicans are in power now, C-SPAN actually is able to control the camera as opposed to the parties being in control. And Jared, that's giving us some real interesting looks at the negotiation that's happening on the House floor.
It is. No, it's been fascinating, right? And so C-SPAN, there are unilateral cameras allowed on the floor of the House in special circumstances, States of the Union, for instance, when there's a foreign leader speaking to a joint session. Sometimes you get it when they are, for instance, certifying the Electoral College. And you get it on the opening day of a new Congress. The problem is we're still in the opening day, essentially, of a new Congress, Rich. And so because the House is not in legislative session, these sort of pre-existing rules allow C-SPAN to have the coverage that it's been able to have. As soon as the Speaker is elected, and the new rules package goes into place and they enter into what's called legislative session instead of this sort of ceremonial status that they're in right now, those cameras go back to control of the House of Representatives and in the party in power. And that has been a source of sort of back and forth over the years. There have been times where Republicans in charge have cut the cameras off so that Democrats couldn't do like sort of showy things. Nancy Pelosi sometimes shut the cameras off so Republicans couldn't do showy things. But in the absence of a speaker, you're right. That's why we're seeing almost that we've been sort of joking that there's like a George Santos cam, right? That we've seen this new congressman with a lot of explaining to do about what he presented himself to be, a lot of shots of him. And we're really getting to see the back and forths that are happening, right? We've seen on the TV the same thing that, you know, we see when we're in the gallery watching, which is Kevin McCarthy and his allies really leaning in heavy on these anti-McCarthy factions that so far have not budged on these votes.
So the word was, at least in the late night, that McCarthy's camp had been talking about a potential deal to end this. What are you hearing, and are there signs that there may be something developing?
There certainly is something developing, and it kind of depends, I think, what that deal looks like, how firm it is. The Freedom Caucus folks, these 20 holdouts, have said that they want this in writing. They want to sort of understand the fine print of it. We are told that there will be a conference-wide, in other words, all Republicans are going to have a conference call this morning to sort of go over the parameters of this. And then we expect that a little bit after noon, they will vote on ballot 12. For a speaker, and that will be instructive, not because it's expected to put Kevin McCarthy over the top. His allies say that that's probably not the case here, but that step one would be starting to cut down the number of defections. So it's been 20 now for 3 days. Let's see if that goes down to, you know, maybe in half or at least by enough that they can say that there has been progress made and sort of keep this alive. If in fact, that is not the case, and that number stays at 20, that's when you're probably going to start seeing these conversations really ramp up into what a plan B might look like. So today, while maybe not determinative, Rich, could be very instructive for the future of this speaker's race.
I know you're not a gambling man necessarily, but what's more likely to happen first, a speaker named or the Jaguars winning the AFC South by beating the Titans?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, I don't know if you guys are going to have to split screen the C-SPAN and the game on Saturday. It's a Saturday night game. So that's what makes it harder. If it were a Sunday game, I'd say, you know, maybe we have a speaker by then, but a Saturday night game, I don't know.
We'll find out, and we'll have a chance to reconnect with you on Monday.
Split screen it. Just split screen it.
Yeah, split screen it. There you go. Easy to do on the radio, right? Have a safe week, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Fox's Jared Halpern will